Hey guys, it's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio here. And today we're going to talk about the man himself, Dr. Sebi. So I know a lot of you people, obviously if you're watching Alkaline Radio, a lot of you people have a general idea on who Dr. Sebi was, right? And so before I move forward right now, right, I just want you guys to know that I'm not a professional here, right? There's a lot of alkaline experts out there. I'll be more than happy to point you guys in their directions, right? I'm just a person just like you guys that's on this journey, that's kind of just documenting this journey myself, right? And I know if you guys have listened to my previous podcast, like I told you guys, I'm not perfect, right? I make sure that I eat as much alkaline food as I can, but obviously when you're going out and you're out and about, sometimes you're going to go to restaurants and they're not going to have the some of the approved foods that are on the nutritional guide, right? So you kind of got to work with what you got. But at the end of the day, I try to always stick to it, and that's what I'm going to continue to keep doing. So bear with me here as I talk to you a little bit more about Dr. Sebi. And I don't want you, again, because I don't want you guys to be thinking, hey, look, he considers himself some sort of professional, because I'm not. Again, I'm just like you, right? So what I wanted to kind of just talk about was in my last podcast, I was giving you guys a better explanation on why I got introduced to Dr. Sebi and who he is and was, and kind of what effect he had on my life, right? So essentially, you know, who Dr. Sebi is he's essentially, I would say, a naturopathic doctor where he helps people. So essentially, long story short, what he is he found out that there's a through African science, like old African sciences, he found out that people's diets and what they eat and drink and consume is ultimately what makes them sick, right? So he found out that this is what makes them sick. So what he ended up doing was he went to, so he started helping people, right? No, so he started taking a deep dive into this, right? And started like really finding out, okay, what's the key to why people get sick, right? And he started finding out that certain foods give the body oxygen, and it'll produce oxygen inside the body. And ultimately, that's what the body needs in order to have your vital organs and everything inside of you to have it running and working at 100%, right? You need oxygen, right? So so essentially what he tells you is that a lot of these bad foods that you're eating, they're starchy, they're extremely terrible for you, right? So like meat, dairy, eggs, animal products in general, right, aren't good for you because the human body is just not supposed to consume it, right? So essentially what he started doing first was, as he figured this out, he started helping people, right? And he started curing people of some of these diseases, right? And so what ended up happening was, in the process, he started helping people, right? And curing them of the disease. But obviously, in that process, he started to realize that, from what I've seen and, you know, following this man's journey for a long time now, it's been like a good 4 years, you could tell he truly cares about people in general, and you could tell he truly wanted to help people, right? He wanted to make a huge change in people's lives, right? I don't know if you guys have ever had anybody that's extremely sick and like terminally ill in your guys' family, but you know, it's extremely depressing. Everybody's sad. As well as they should be, right? You're having a loved one extremely sick and affected by you know, a disease that according to him and other doctors now that I've researched, are curable, right? And so he's going through this whole journey of helping people, right? And but in the process, what ends up happening is he gets taken to court because he's putting ads out there saying that he could help people, right? And the FDA and the US government obviously is just not happy about this. And again, I want you guys to take more of a deeper dive into this, because of I want you guys to be as knowledgeable about this stuff as you can be, right? Again, because I'm not a professional. Go on the internet, just search Dr. Sebi against the US federal court or whatever the case may be, and you'll happily see this stuff, right? So it hits a wall where essentially the government's like, okay, no, you can't keep helping people. We're going to shut down your practice, and you need to show to us how these people have been saved. Like, show us proof that you've actually helped these people, right? So in his journey, he's like, okay, so this is what I need to do. So he goes through this huge process of finding his past patients. And so he went out of his way and got them to get their first doctor's report that said whatever they were sick. So if they had cancer or AIDS or they were blind or, you know, whatever the case may be, right? Whatever terminal illness that they had. So the first doctor's report he got them to get that said that they were sick. And then he got them to bring in the next one that obviously said that they were cured of their disease, right? And the doctor's minds were blown, right? Like I was showing you on the last podcast. And so he brings this into court and gives this to, obviously, to the judge. And they're going over this and they're absolutely stunned, right? And they're like, how is this possible? Because I believe that, again, I want you guys to look at the story you guys yourself. But I know that they asked him just for a handful of testimonials, and he came back with, I believe it was 30. Again, this is why I want you guys to be looking over, checking this out yourself. But I believe it was almost 30, right? I'll say over 20, right? More than 20 testimonials he had, okay? He came back with more than 20 testimonials of the first doctor's note saying, okay, they're sick with whatever, etc. And then the next one saying they've been saved, right? Like the disease is no longer there. And so these people are absolutely stunned, right? And so that ends up checking out and they can't really say anything to him. So they allow him to continue to keep doing his practice. And so, but along this journey of helping people, he continues to keep, if you followed him, he continued to start making his company even bigger, right? And affecting more and more people. So now instead of just Dr. Sebi, you'll see people all around the alkaline community in general, helping other people through the process of truly understanding how this journey can help you, right? And how to have foods that taste good along this journey, right? Because at the end of the day, a lot of times what's going to sidetrack people is the fact that some of the foods, just eating in itself, is bland, right? They're going to be like, oh, I don't want to just eat kale by itself. But kale tastes really good if you cook it with a little bit of sea salt and a little bit of, onion powder and etc., right? Just think creatively, right? Go on the internet. You could search Crush Foster. He makes some amazing recipes. Instagram is an amazing resource, right? Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. Those are my three go-tos for finding recipes. Go on there, search alkaline recipes on any of those things, and you'll just start finding people that are in this community, right? And so along the way, you started to realize that as he was helping people, and all these kind of trials and tribulations are coming, and he's being taken to court, and people, you know, all these people are being like, oh, well, he's a scam artist. Like, this can't be real. This can't be real. This can't be real, right? Like, instead of just doing what he says. So, like, let's say a process is this simple, right? If you don't believe what he has to say, right, just for any people out there, just in general, right? Like, even for myself, I was absolutely stunned. I just ate a couple of things for like 1 day, 2 days. And I swear I normally, I don't know about for any of you guys, but you kind of have like that mucus buildup where you're like, always kind of built up in the back of your throat. And I didn't even have that because I was just sticking to his foods, and his foods are the least detrimental foods to your body. So like the least bad foods for the body, right, to be eating. So these are foods that if you just stick to this stuff, your body will be working at proper efficiency, and you'll be totally 100% healthy. You'll have mental clarity. You'll have happiness. You know, you won't feel as angry all the time. Like almost most crazy things like that. Like you won't feel as moody and angry, and you feel so happy. And you know, you're getting up in the mornings, you know, wide awake. Just the transformation is insane, right? And so there's all these things coming up in that process of people saying, okay, well, this isn't real. He can't be doing that. Da, 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 da. But like at the end of the day, now fast forward however many years it's been, right? Like he's been doing this stuff since the 80s, right? In the 70s. But like it's been really, really getting famous over like the last decade or 15 years, I'd say. But like the last decade I've been noticing, maybe obviously through social media, I've been noticing that, you know, obviously it's huge. And again, I've only been on this journey for about 4 years myself, right? 4 or 5 years, give or take, right? And so now you're noticing there's so many people out there now helping people, just going out there and helping people. So like I was telling you about Crush Fosters, there's the Alkaline Vegan, there's Ty's Conscious Kitchen. There's so many out there great resources. Go on the internet, search in Google Alkaline Recipes, you'll find these amazing things. And you notice now that that's the difference in this community, is there's so many people out there that are willing to help, that are willing to be a guide. If you have any questions, you know, you could reach out to these people. You can even reach out to me, right? So it's just so amazing, because along this journey, you see everybody helping each other, all off of Dr. Sebi's teachings, which was him, one man, figuring out a way of, okay, look, I want to help the world, right? So he figured out a way to help. I believe that the reason why he got started on this journey, from what I've read, right? Again, I might be wrong, right? But from what I've read, was that his mother was sick, right? And he was saying, and he wanted to find a way to make sure, just like anybody, again, when your loved ones are sick, you'll find a way, no matter what, right? So he's like, all right, I got to find a way, because his mother was sick. So he ended up finding these things that, okay, well, if Western medicine, you know, pharmaceuticals and, you know, getting surgeries and et cetera aren't helping, why don't I look outside the box and find another way? And he found another way, right? And now he's teaching all of us that, look, we should all do the same things. We should all be helping each other too. We should all be helping, be a helpful guide to each other too, right? And it shouldn't always be in the best interest for us. We should be wanting to help each other just for the fact of seeing that person's life transform and change, and their family's life transform and change too, right? That's why we got started on this journey. And I can't speak for you guys, but that's like, that's why I love this journey, and why I love talking about this so much, and why I love sharing this with my family and my friends. And I'm just so passionate about this on a daily basis, right? Because I'm like, this is what I need to do. And again, I want to remind you guys, right? I'm not perfect, right? I never want you guys to think that I'm perfect too, right? But along this journey, we can all kind of hold each other accountable and be like, hey, yeah, you might have slipped up for a second, but look, as long as you're trying to make sure that you're eating 80, 90%, like when you first get started, it's going to be hard. Slowly take a couple steps into it. Slowly start eating some of these foods and transitioning into it. And you'll slowly get a hang of it, right? Again, use those resources that I've told you guys earlier in this podcast. Those guys are great resources, right? I know Crush Foster, he taught me how to make burgers, right? Like, these burgers are amazing. They taste better than beef burgers, honestly, right? The beef burgers that I always used to eat. My brother guys still eat beef burgers and stuff, right? But they still make sure that they eat alkaline foods too, right? So I'll see... myself, I'll make alkaline food for some of my family members that aren't 100% alkaline, and these guys will be like, man, that is amazing, and they'll just be like licking the plate clean. So just be creative, use the internet as a resource. If you guys ever have any questions, again, you guys could even feel free to reach out to me, and look forward to talking to you guys on my next podcast, guys. See ya, bye.